Hey, Chevron, in the longer Torah, we just explained this very famous Gemara in Brachos. Daf Samach Gimel, Zois HaTorah Adam Kiyamas Ba'ayel. This is the Torah of a person who dies in an oil. And talking about the laws of Tumah in an oil, how the Tumah spreads throughout the whole entire tent, or the whole entire room, which is so important for those of us who are Kohanim, to make sure not to be in such a makom. And the Gemara there says in Brachos, through that pasuk, Ein divrei Torah miskayem elish b'meim es atzmola. To teach me that we have to have a melus b'torah, we have to toil, we have to literally kill ourselves over the Torah. The question the Heilige Nesiv Shalom talks about, the Slonim Rebbe, says, I don't understand, what's the connection of this pasuk to Tumas oil? And this drasha to Tumas oil? Meaning I hear that the Gemara is darshan, that we're talking about Tumah, which is death. So we have to say, just like we're talking about death, and it says Zoi Satorah, so too the Torah has to be a Torah that we literally kill ourselves over. And I'm toiling over, getting rid of all my gashmis and living a spiritual life. But what's the connection to Tumas oil specifically? What's the limud from why specifically Tumas oil? So listen, I'm going to read you the words in the Nesiv Shalom. I'm going to read it to you inside. Va'oil hatuma, he hispashtus hatuma al kol svivosel. When you have a tent with tuma, that tuma spreads out to all its surroundings. Kain yesh lumaze b'kdusha. So too when it comes to holiness. B'chinas oil d'kdusha. We have to live a life where we're not just learning and davening, but we're an oil d'kdusha. We're a tent of holiness. Who koach Torah? It's a koach of Torah. Shal yada oel shachin ba'adam. That through it a person is literally dwelling in an oil shal Torah, a tent of Torah. Sha Torah mekadeshes, that Torah that you learn makes holy as kol mitzvu social Yehudi, the whole entire surroundings and wherever that Jew finds himself, lios heichla Hashem erkava l'shechina. Meaning what? The Heilige Slonim Rebbe is telling us that the reason why the source of Amelus B'Torah is Tumas Oil. It's just like Tumas Oil, you could have Tumah that spreads. There's a Tumah in one place, but it spreads throughout the entire room. So too has to be La'avdil Kedusha. That we have to learn in a way that our Torah and our connection to Torah to Hashem should not just be for the moments that I'm in the Beis Medrash, or the moments that I'm davening in the Beis Knesses, but it has to be such a learning, and such a davening, and such a connection to Hashem, that it's a Kedusha Tikka oil. It's that I have oil Shal Torah, I have oil Shal Kedusha, meaning it's carried with me wherever I am. My whole life is one big oil Shal Torah, one big tent of Torah. And Vada, when I'm in the Beis Medrash, I'm with Hashem, but even when I'm in the office, I'm with Hashem. And even when I'm sitting and eating with friends, I'm with Hashem. There's that oil that's still surrounding me. Came to me earlier, maybe oil is Rashi Tevos, Hakol L'Shem Echad. Hakol L'Shem Echad, Hey Lam and Olive is oil. Hakol L'Shem Echad. Everything in my life is for Hashem. Hakol L'Shem Echad. That's what the Kedusha Dik oil has to be. It has to be that type of oil. We said earlier today as well, the famous Gemara, Amoha of the Aretz, why were we unfortunately stricken with the destruction of Beis HaMikdash? Shelo Baruch Hu Torah Tchila, we didn't make Birchas HaTorah. So I want to explain, we know there's a famous idea that many Mefarshim explain. Everyone knows the famous question, why do we only make Birchas HaTorah in the morning? But then if I go and I'm involved in other things, I sit and I have a whole suda, and then maybe I'm echves nish to have a job, maybe I play a little ball, and I go back to learn at night, I don't make a new Berchas Torah, why not? So there are many answers. One of the famous answers is, because the whole day I have to be living Torah. The brach of Berchas Torah is not just learning Torah, but it's living Torah. And throughout my day, I live according to the Torah that I've learned. And then I no longer, there was never a Hesach Hadas. I never stopped living Torah, even if I wasn't learning Torah. That's the oil shel Torah that we need. Shalom Baruch Hu Torah Tchila meant I didn't make a Berachah La Torah even at first. Why didn't I make the Berachah Torah? Because I knew I wasn't going to live Torah throughout the day. I wasn't living the Torah in the proper way. When I live Torah in the proper way, it's one Berachah La Torah Tchila at the beginning of the day, it covers all day. If I don't live it throughout the day, maybe I need many Berachah Torah, not just Berachah Torah Tchila, as Gemara says. To each and every one of us, we should be Zoicha. That even over the summer, when there are times when we might not find ourselves in the Beis Medrash, we may not find ourselves in the Sviva de Kedusha, I personally have an oil de Kedusha. I've built myself a tent of Kedusha that carries with me wherever I am, through the learning, through the davening that I have, and will be Zoicha, therefore, to be Matzliach wherever I am, to bring Kedusha wherever I am, until we're Zoicha to Binyan Beis HaMikdash, B'mheir Rabbi Yemenu, and we should have a Heilig, Heilig, Shabbos Kodesh, and good Zimmer, full of Simcha, full of Bracha.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh